Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim Adaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Brachot Daf Nun Dalad Amud Bet. We just saw a statement of Rav Yehuda quoting Rav that gave us the four who are to say Birchat HaGomel, to give Hoda'ah. And now we're going to go into a tangent. I'm Rav Yehuda Shloshat Tzuchin Shimur. We have a bunch of threes. There are three that need guarding. Ve'elon Choleh, Chatan, V'Chalah. They are all vulnerable. Manita tana cholech chaya chatan v'chala, chaya being a new mother. Yashumim af avel, even an avel. These are all people who are vulnerable to perhaps mystical danger. Yashumim af tamineh chachamim balayla, also scholars at night. Rami Yehuda, shloshat v'rim, amarech ben mamarechin yamav shlotav shel adam. Somebody who does these things at length will have a long life. Marech v'tfilato, saying tfilah for a long time. Marech al shulchano, sitting at the table for a long time. We'll see about all of these. Marech v'et ha-kisei, spending a long time in b'et ha-kisei, in the bathroom. Marech v'tfilato, let's see. Mal yute, is that really good? Amar v'chia bar'amba amar v'yochanan. We saw this earlier in the Masachet. Kol marech v'tfilato mayin v'asof padadei ke'ev lev, shenemar tochad mushacha machala lev. That somebody who does tfilah for a long time and then looks at it, meaning he's investigated, meaning he really anticipates that it's going to be fulfilled, will end up with a heartache, and quotes a pasuk. There's three things that will remind them in heaven about your sins. Then kirna to a walking past a wall that's leaning over like to fall, meaning it's like you're kind of confident in your status. Iyun tfila, what we just mentioned, and moser dina chaver al shemaim, complaining to God about somebody else. These are all things that in Shemayim they take a look and see your record. So halokash admayin ba'ad lo mayin ba'ad. This is the answer that we gave earlier in the Masachet, that if you daven for a long time and then anticipate it being answered the way you want it, then that's not a good thing. But tefillah for a long time is good. Hechi avid. So what do we talk about? The mafish barachami, just saying a lot of tefillah. Why is being at the table for a long time a good thing? Because maybe an ani will come and you'll give him some food or some money or some food. That we see that in Yechezkel he describes the mizbeach and then calls it a shulchan. Why? Patach mizbeach is the same as shulchan. Why mix them? Teaching the following lesson. As long as the Beit HaMikdash was around, Mizbeach Kapara Yisrael. Mizbeach was the vehicle for Kapara. Now your table is Machaper because you invite people to the table and you give the poor food. Is it good to be in the bathroom for a long time? There's 10 things that will lead you to piles. Ha'ochel Alei Kanim. Aleg fanim, these are different kinds of leaves, vululeg fanim, umarige behema, certain things that are used for animals, the wood that's used for an animal, vishidro shaldag, the spine of a fish, dag malich, vishal kol tzarkoa, salted fish that isn't properly cooked, shotesh shimrayayin, drinking dregs of wine, vakanech, masid vachasid, one wipes himself with certain kinds of rock or plaster, kanech tzorsh kanach mochavero. Okay, you can look up translation. Some people think if you're there too long. Being there for a long time when you need to is one thing. Being there for a long time, you don't need to, and you're just trying to push, that will be dangerous. There was a Roman matron who said, told Rabbi Yehuda, your face looks shiny and relaxed, like those people who raise pigs and who lend on interest. He said, by God, basically by faith, both of them are forbidden to me. There's 24 batekisei between my house, or the place where I stay, and the Beit Midrash, and on the way, I check myself at every one of them. So I went often. Back to Rav Yehuda, this is the Amora and Pupadita. Again, back to three. We had three things that lengthen your life, or three things that shorten your life. If somebody gives you a Sefer Torah to read, and you don't read it, meaning you call them for an aliyah and refuse it. Kos shobracha v'rech v'nom v'rech. They offer you the kos shobracha, meaning they invite you to lead berkat hamazon. You don't. I think that's mubra rabbanu. It's somebody who lords himself over others. Sefer Torah called Vino Korai Torah Dichtiv Kiyuchayach V'rachim Echad. Torah is your life. You don't read it, then shorten your life. Kol Shemachal V'rach V'nu V'rach Why Dichtiv Al V'racham V'rachacha. I'll bless those who bless you. So you're not getting that. He got some Rabbanut. Amar Rabbi Chaim Rachanin Mamit Yosef Karam Lachav. Why was Yosef, who was the second youngest of the brothers, why did he predecease his brothers? And she got small Rabbanut because he lorded himself. He acted politically high. There's three things that need tefillah. Melech tov, to have a good king. Shana tov, a good year. V'chalom tov, and a good dream. And this is going to open up the issue of dreams. We're going to see it really developed in a little bit. Melech tov, v'aydichtiv, pagevayim lev melech b'yad Hashem. That God, having a God's heart is in the hands of God. So the king's heart is in the hands of God. Shana tova, how do we know that a good year is something that needs rachamim? Dichtiv, tamina ne adonai v'rachaba, mashita shana v'arachmit shana. God is looking at Eretz Yisrael from the beginning to the end of the year, and therefore we need God's blessing. Chalom tov, dichtiv, atachlimeni v'hachayeni, hachiyani. You have given me a dream and given me life. Atachlimeni here may indeed mean you have rehabilitated me or brought me back to health, but in this case we're going to read it as the dream. There's three things that God himself announces publicly. The other one, Ra'av, there's going to be a famine. V'sova, there's going to be plenty. Ufanas tov, or a good leader. Ra'av, dichtiv, ki ra'adonai the Ra'av. God has declared a Ra'av. This is Elisha. Sova, dichtiv, karati al hadagan, v'rbeiti oto. This is the prophecy of Yechezkel to the mountains of Israel, that God is declaring that he's going to make the grain prosper. Panas tov, dichtiv, I have declared the name of Bezalel, or I have publicized Bezalel, who is going to be the one to coordinate the building of the Mishkan. That we do not appoint a leader until we first check with the community themselves. Meaning, God said to Moshe, Moshe, Hagun alecha Bezalel? You like Bezalel? Amar lo, Rivono Shalom. If you like him, I certainly like him. Go tell Bnei Yisrael. Alach Marlam Yisrael. So Moshe said, Hagun Alechem Betzalel. Do you guys like Betzalel? Amrula, what did they say? If you are a Kodesh Baruch Hu like him, certainly we like him. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Very famous piece. Betzalel al Shem Chochmato Nikra. His name, Betzalel, is because of his wisdom. What does Betzalel mean? Betzel El in the shadow of God. What's that? When Hashem told Moshe, go tell Betzalel to build a Mishkan and the furniture, halach Moshe v'afach, Moshe turned it around, build the Aron and Kelim and the Mishkan, which is the order in Parsha Truma. Amar lo Moshe Rabbeinu, minagosh shel olam, adam bone bayit v'chakav chanis l'tocho kelim. Bezalel said to Moshe, the normal way that we do things is you build a house and then you build Kelim and bring them in. Tomer, I'll say the Aron Kelim Mishkan. You're telling me to build the Aron Kelim and then the Mishkan? Kelim Shani Yosel, Eichan Echazem, where should I put these Kelim? Shamakach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe my HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you the opposite. Asay Mishkan Aron Kelim, the order that we had. Amar Shema Bezalel El Hayita B'Yadat, that sounds like you were in the shadow of God and you knew. Right, so that's his name. Amar Yudah Marab. Yodei Yavet Salal Tzarif Otiot Shenivru Ben Shemayim Va'aretz. It's a Kabbalistic idea. But Salal knew how to put together the letters that were used to create the heavens and earth. Tivacha V'maleh Oto Ruach Elohim B'chumam V'tmanah V'dat. Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael that God has filled Betzalel with Chochmah, B'tmanah, and Dat. Tiv Hatam Adonai B'chochmah Yasad Aretz. God formed the earth B'chochmah. Koren Shemayim Bitfuna, he formed the heavens Bitfuna, and Ubeda'ato Talmud Nivkau, also in the same parak in Mishlei. So Chochmah, Bina, and Tfuna, and Dat are all used in describing creation. God only grants wisdom to somebody who starts out with wisdom. Shinamar, Yahav Chochmatal Hakimin Uminda'a Liyodai Bina. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who understand and have discernment. He told Rabbi Abahu this. You learned it, that principle from that pasuk. We learned from this pasuk. In the description of the Mishkan, God building the Mishkan, God says, and I put wisdom into the heart of everybody who is wise. Okay, now we begin the study of dreams. Amar v'chista, kol chalom v'lo tavat. Okay, I would be willing to have any dream except a dream in which I'm fasting. All right, which is a bad dream. That's a bad dream. The dream that I'm fasting. Amar v'chista, chelmad lo mifshari, dream that is not explained ki igratad lo makari. It's like a letter that's not read. Meaning, it doesn't mean anything unless it's explained. A good dream is not completely fulfilled, nor is a bad dream completely fulfilled. It's better to have a bad dream than a good dream. And the notion is that the pain that you feel from it is because the tshuva that you're going to do because you're afraid of it coming true, or the pain that you feel is like a kapara. A bad dream is sort of solved by the sadness that caused you to tshuva. Chalmatava chedve mistaye. And a good dream is kind of offset by the happiness that you feel that kind of kills it for you. V'yosef chalmatava filu ditim b'dichute mafchale. If I have a good dream, even to me, its happiness kind of goes away. All right, it cancels it out. It doesn't come true because of that. A bad dream is worse than getting punished. So Rav Chista is going both ways on this. God made it, they should fear him. And that's that, through bad dreams. He says, a Navi will tell his dream, and one who I really speak to shall say the truth, which is, what is grain with the chaff? My name bar v'teven etzel chalom. What do grain and chaff have to do with chalom? Just like it's impossible to have grain without some of the hay, or same thing. Every dream has some stuff that's nonsense. It's another of the same idea that dreams should not be taken in their fullness as true. Manal on me Yosef. In Yosef's second dream, and we assume that is the 11 brothers, father and mother. His mother was already dead at that time. So Rachel couldn't bow down to him. Amar Rabbi Levi, Olam yitzapeh adam l'chalom tov, ad 22 shana. A person should anticipate that a good dream is going to come true even 22 years later. Menalan miyosef tichtiv, yadatodot Yaakov yosef ben 17 shana. He was 17 when he was sold. Tichtiv yosef ben 30 shana medolim fei faro. He's 30 when he became king, or viceroy. Shasari platin kamehave platzari. That's 13 years. Shaved the sheed, the sava, and another 7 years of plenty, but tart to the chaf, another 2 years of the famine before the brothers came and bowed to him. So it was 22 years since he had the dream, ha'asumishtaim, and then they bowed to him. So you could wait 22 years to maybe a good dream is going to come true. Amar Rav Huna, la'adam tov ein marin lo chalom tov. A good guy doesn't see a good dream. Dam rein marin lo chalom ra. So it's again the notion that a good dream sort of, you lose the value of it because of how it makes you happy. And a bad dream kind of inspires you to tshuva. Tamiyachi, koshnatav shel David lo ra chalom tov. David never saw a good dream. Koshnatav shel Achitofel, who was cast in Chazal as a total criminal, lo ra chalom ra, he never saw a bad dream. Ah, v'aktiv lo yutunei lachara'a. That in this advice, that the wisdom psalm 91, where the man speaks to evidently his student about the value of the great, wonder of being close to God and trusting in God, nothing bad will happen to you. It means you won't have bad dreams. The second half of the pasuk means that when you come home from the trip, you won't find that your wife is a safek nida. You don't see a bad dream. Other people see a bad dream about you if you're a good guy, and that inspires you to tshuva. Is it good if you don't see it? We saw this back in the beginning of the Masachet. If you sleep 7 days without a dream, you're a bad guy. So, Savea Yalin Bali Pakirra is the opposite. He sleeps the sleep of the satisfied and gets no bad news. And the way we're reading it is, no, he sleeps 7 days, Bali Pakir, without getting news, he's Ra. The answer is, not that you saw it. Having a dream is a good thing, and you have this dream, and you know that there's something wrong with it, but you don't exactly understand what it is. So if you, and this, by the way, is a practice, we're going to see this in a minute. If somebody sees a dream that upsets him and he's very upset by it, you should go and resolve it in front of three. What does that mean? What does it mean to resolve it or to interpret it? If you don't interpret it, it's like an unread letter. I mean, go to three people and improve the dream. How do you do that? Late thought of Lemolu, he should get three people together and say, Chelma Taba Chazoya, I saw a good dream. Call it a good dream. Vlemer Lahanach, and they should say back to him, Tavahu, it's good, but Tava Lahav, it should be good. Achana Shavatov, God should make it good. Sheva Zinin Ligzuulach and Shemaita Lehav Tava, and they continue and say, they should decree 7 times from heaven that it should be good, Lehav Tava, it'll be good. And they should say 3 psukim of God reversing things, 3 psukim of redemption, and 3 psukim of peace. What are they? Right? God turns sadness into happiness, mourning into happiness, and a curse into a blessing. Shalosh pliyot tichti padav shalom nafshimi kravli v'tuyad noy shivun and v'ema amal shauli anton yamuta shasai shor gula hazot v'yiftu amet yonatan. They saved Yonatan from Shaul killing him. Shalosh shlomot tichti b'onit zvatam shalom shalom achok v'lakarov v'ruach lavshat amasa v'rosh ha-shalom v'yom v'ma l'cha shalom v'tcha shalom kol acha v'ata shalom v'tcha shalom v'chol asher l'cha shalom. Okay, so these 3 psukim that talk about great peace. All right, and that's something that is done. Actually, we'll see it in the next passage. Amemar Zutra of Rav Ashi. These three, they're sitting together. We've seen them have meals together earlier in the Masechet. Each one of us should say an idea that the other two haven't heard. One of them said, if a person had a dream, and he doesn't know what it means. You should get up in front of the Kohanim when they do Bechat Kohanim. And say the following, I am yours, and my dreams are yours. I had a dream, I don't know what it is. Whether it was a dream I had about myself, or it's a dream that others had about me, or it's a dream I had about others. If they're really good, then strengthen them just like Yosef's dreams. If they need to be fixed or healed, then heal them like the waters of Mara, the Moshe threw the stick in, or heal them like Miriam. Chizkiyahu was healed. Chamei Yericho de Elisha, like Elisha healed the waters of Yericho. Shemeshafachta kilat Bilam Hashali Vracha, just like you overturned Bilam's curse to a blessing. Kachafoch kochamotai alayu tova, and you should turn all of my dreams into good. Masayim alaykan, and finish when the Kohanim finish their bracha. Alright? Da'ani tzibur amein. At that point. Now, V'ilo, if you cannot say all of that while they're saying Bechad Kohanim, Le'ma'achi, say the following short formula. Adir b'marom shochem nigvura, tashalom shimcha shalom, v'nach shasim alinu shalom. Put peace on us. Patach idach v'yamar. So that was the one of them's contribution. The other said, and the second one said, Aymanda ayolamata t'achal me'ina bishop. A guy's coming into a new town. He's coming into the town, he's afraid of the evil eye. Linkod zakfa di'yada di'amina bi'yada the small. He should take his right forefinger and put it into his left hand. Zak for the other the small, the other the mean, and the same and the opposite. Vele ma'achi and say ana ploni v'aploni mizardi Yosef katina. I am, and you say your name, and I am from the Zer of Yosef to the Shalta be'ina bisha. That the ayin hara does not affect Yosef. From a bad part, Yosef ben part ale ayin. Don't read ale ayin. Ela ole ayin. They rise above the eye. The bracha given to Yosef, his children should be like fish. Just like the fish are covered by the water, and the ayin hara doesn't affect them. Same thing with Yosef's kids. If you're afraid of your own ayin hara, then you should put it on your left nostril. Right. So, Patach Irach Viamar, the third one said, I'm on the cholish. If somebody's sick, Yoma Kama lo legally. Don't tell anybody the first day. Kiecher lo litra mazle, so your mazle shouldn't get worse. If you're still sick, legally, tell everybody. Why? Kiha de Rava. Rava, they have the following practice. Kiavi cholish, Yoma Kama lo megale. He wouldn't tell anybody the first day he was sick. The second day he would go tell his servant, Puk Achris, go tell everybody in the market, in the public area. Rava cholish, Rava's sick. Manda rachim li, the people who like me, libi ale rachim, they'll pray for me. Manda sani li, those who don't like me, lechti li, they'll be happy. Uchti, min foli v'chal tizman, kosh lo yivecha, pen yirad unai v'rab meina, v'shiv me alav apo. That in Mishle it says that you should be very careful not to rejoice over the fall of your enemy, because God will see it and he'll turn that on to you. So if my enemies are happy that I'm sick, God will relieve me. And my friends will pray for me. So it's all a good thing. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We're going to get much further into the issue of dreams in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.